Houses underway, and they should be. They should have poured the slabs this week. They had all the plumbing roughed in at the beginning of the week. They should be pouring the slabs. We got good weather. We've got 7 houses on the street now, coming in behind these 3, and then we'll have, you know, we'll put together 7 to 10 more. We've got the model. We've got the plans. It's what we said we were going to do, and I know it's been a point of focus for the board as a whole. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to build houses, and we're going to get them out to the folks that qualify for the various programs.
So this is Wes Moreno yesterday talking with Jeff Bergosh during his TV show, and basically saying, look, we've got 3 coming in. We got 7 more after that, and we're going to continue to provide housing. You know, we're going to see if we can't help alleviate a little bit of this, you know, housing crisis that we're in. Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. He joins us now. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good to be here this morning.
Good to have you. So this is like, I just kind of want to understand what the county is doing. The county is subcontracting, taking bids. Other people are building these homes. We're supplying the lots. Like, what is kind of the process here? Because I guess we're in the house building business.
So, you know, affordable housing, it's a thing.
Sure.
It's a legitimate issue here in the area. And when I stepped into this role, it was some frustration being able to get affordable housing on the street, being able to produce. And so I asked my neighborhood services department, I said, you go out and get you an architect, give me 3 to 4 designs that would be for affordable housing. I'm not talking about granite countertops or anything like that. Decent finishes, nice finishes, but affordable finishes in the house, maybe, you know, 1,100 to 1,300 square feet. And so we have those designs. And so we put our first 3 on the street, and they're under construction. We got 7 more coming behind that. When I get those 7 awarded and underway, I'm going to put 7 to 8 more behind that. And we're just going to keep on plowing forward. And we're going to partner with a nonprofit to handle the end of the business as far as vetting the people and assessing them for the various program, mortgage assistance programs that are out there. And we're going to start making a dent in Escambia County. We have over 300 lots. And so we're going to start turning and burning. That's what we're going to do.
Interesting. So lots that have escheated back to the county through a failed tax, I assume, is where these came from. And, you know, we're going to build the house, and we're going to sell the house. We're going to build the house, we're going to sell the house until we don't do this anymore. Who's the nonprofit? Is it Habitat, or is it somebody else?
It's going to be somebody else that we're working with. We haven't nailed it down exactly who it's going to be just yet, but we have
okay.
2 or 3 that we're looking at and having discussions with.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, interesting. You're taking undeveloped property and you're solving the housing crisis. I don't mind. And I assume you're selling the houses basically at cost. Is that the goal?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's the goal. And, you know, there's a great need, as you well know, and everybody in the area knows, for affordable housing. And we had to get in the game. Commissioner May put the challenge out there, and not just him, but the board as a whole is tuned into the issue. But I know Commissioner May has been a little frustrated with it. When I came in, he was frustrated with the inability to get things going. So we got them going, and we're going to roll.
All right. I saw something on the agenda. I will admit in advance it's a small item, but I had to laugh when I saw it. It's over off of Gulf Beach Highway in the Navy Point area. There is a guy who is petitioning for a vacation of an easement or right-of-way that is an alley, basically, way between 2 roads, and he's asking for a vacation. And typically vacations are, you know, the most non-interesting of the items that you do most of the time. What cracked me up about this is the description says, the petitioner owns the property on either side of the existing alleyway, including the structure that sits across the alleyway. The alleyway does not completely split the property, but it does create a separation within the property. County staff reviewed, and there are no concerns. And if you look at the aerial photo, it looks like, I don't know, a warehouse or a house built right on top of this easement. How do we get a house built on top of an easement? Doesn't that have to get permitted? I mean, this cracks me up.
It does have to get permitted. It was probably permitted a while back, I would imagine,
I would assume.
Back in the day. And I'll say this. I know it looks funny. I mean, look at the map, pull the map up myself. I'm like, what? You know, but I've seen, Andrew, I'll tell you, I've seen houses where a portion of the house sits in a portion of a drainage easement. I've seen people build swimming pools who a portion of the pool sits in the drainage easement. it's not an anomaly, I guess. I mean, we try to avoid that all we can. I've seen people that, you know, they have easements that run along their back property line. Well, when they build their fence, they don't account for the easement. They'll build their fence across the easement, or they'll build a storage shed in the easement. And the challenge with some of that is, there's some subdivisions off Gulfridge Highway, I think Chevalier, where that's the case. And then they start having drainage problems, and then you go in, well, they've got slabs for shed and different things. So it's hard to move the needle and go, okay, move your shed. Or demo your pool, or whatever the case may be. It's just not really realistic. So it happens, and you know, it has happened in the past, and it does cause us problems from time to time.
Yeah, no, I understand. And, in a world full of people, weird things happen. This one just caught me by surprise. I thought, well, I've not seen that before. We're talking to Wes Moreno. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Taking a look. It looks like Woodbine and 90. That whole area is cleared up. Somebody asked if I wasn't mentioning what spilled. So I could go get it, but that's not what's happening.
Keep the secret to yourself. Wine bottles, baby.
I guess, yeah, or wine bottles anyway. But it has been cleared, so you shouldn't have any problem there. Still a little backed up on Sunset for the front gate of NAS. Traffic tip 643-7-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the county administrator for Escambia County. Commissioner Bergosh wants to spend some of his discretionary money, about $15,000, putting radar warning signs up on Klondike Road, which I can understand that is a speeding area. And fortunately or unfortunately, I would say fortunately, but still, it's not eligible for like speed bumps and traffic mediation, stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a collector roadway. Klondike Road, 8 Mile Creek Road, Wildlake Boulevard. People, I think speed limit's 35 on Klondike. You'd be lucky to keep people at 55, quite honestly, sometimes.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, it's narrow. It's really needs to be widened. And I know we've had some right-of-way restrictions through there, but yeah, that's the initiative. Is try to, you know, sometimes when people see how fast they're going, it kind of makes them slow down a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, you would think, you know, the number on the number on the radar isn't different than the number on the speedometer, but the one slows them down, the other one doesn't, right? So, you know, that's kind of just that's how that works. Also, interesting note, I saw that I guess there's been some railing damage around the pedestrian portion of the roundabout on Perdido Key. Commissioner Bergosh is also going to spend about $15,000 to fix that.
Yep, that's right. Somebody took it out, and so, yeah, we're going to fix it.
they ran into it, so things happen. Two things are a little bit more significant, maybe. One is that tonight, Delta Concrete, that wants to move their facility from Old Palafox by the interstate over onto Burgess Road west of Old Palafox, the board kind of balked at permitting this, and now tonight they're going to do a town hall about this. Is that right?
Yeah, there'll be a town hall at the Central Office Complex, and maybe the community's invited. The contractor will be there, or the owner will be there, as well as his design engineer. And the lumen will be taking input, and staff will be taking input at the town hall meeting. And then probably June the 8th, we'll have that on the agenda.
Okay. All right. We'll see about how all that turns out. One of the other items that I was curious about is $500,000 for a community center on Palafox. Now, this is not the one that's going to kind of go in along with the tax collector's facility at Brenton 29, right? This is a totally different project?
Yeah, it's a totally different project. We submitted for, and so we received the money. I don't think they've nailed down the exact location yet, but this money will help us at least get going with the design. Once we do have that location nailed down. And, you know, anytime you build a community center, and, you know, they don't have to be multi-millions of dollars. You can, a good meeting space for the community to meet is worth quite a bit. And so we've been looking at these modular buildings. I think you and I have talked about this before for fire stations.
Yeah.
But we're also looking for one, looking at those modular buildings for a community gathering place in Cantonment. There was off Lewis Street, just south of Muskogee Road. And they're very economical, and it really helps us be able to do a lot more with our resources. And so you have one coming to Cantonment, one will be on Palafox once we nail that down. And they're both a good initiative.
There's also an interesting item on here. It caught my attention because it says it was for breach of contract in dealings with some medical personnel for the corrections department. And, of course, that raised my concern level. Like, do we have people doing medical service that are in breach of contract? But this is actually a sort of a good note about county diligence preventing people who shouldn't be hired as our medical staff, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a we call a multiple award contract with multiple vendors on it, and each vendor has to meet all the criteria of our procurement. And one of the criteria is that you have to provide a certificate of insurance. And so, in doing the due diligence, we had two of those companies, two out of about 10, maybe, that failed to provide their certificate of insurance. So we found them non-responsive, and we'll be rescinding that award to them.
But these people were not working. They were not working with prisoners or anything else. They were in the process of getting that award, and they failed to meet the criteria, so they're not going to get the award. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, hey, you know, like I said, that's good work, in my opinion, because we prevented a problem that could have been. And last thing is tomorrow there's a career fair, and you said yesterday that you guys are down in vacancies from 430 to 330, so that's good progress, but that's still 330 jobs you're trying to fill, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have made quite a bit of progress in a year, and we're starting to see a lot more applicants when we put jobs out and are able to get a wider net, if you will. But yeah, we still have a little over 300 vacancies, and so we still want to attract good talent, good skills, and good interpersonal skills especially, and let people know what we do. We do such a wide array of things. And so that's what that'll be about. We'll have equipment and out there. We'll have fire trucks out there. We'll have different things out there, and we'll be welcoming people in and tell them what we do, and hopefully we can find a few.
So this is a career fair. This is tomorrow at the Bay Center from 9 to 2 on the 18th. So tomorrow from 9 to 2, and you tell me if I'm wrong in saying it this way. If you want a job, the county will find a job for you. Is that a fair way to say it?
That's a fair way to say it. I actually think it's this morning. Today's the 18th. So that's today.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for correcting me. That's exactly. It is today. I had thinking it was the 17th. So yeah, this morning from 9 to 2 at the base. Thank you for correcting me on that. Yeah, lots of good jobs, lots of good paying jobs, and as Commissioner Bergosh always likes to say, good paying careers that people might not even know about, and with great benefits for the county. So if you're interested in a job or you know somebody who is, this morning at the Bay Center from 9 to 2. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, thanks for the information. Thanks for doing what you do. We'll look forward to the meeting today, sir.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
You bet. 652 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.